I'm Jeff Booth, and this is Face Friday here on the Jeff Booth Show, brought to you by the Center for Sexual Expression and Education. This week we're talking about the problem with religious freedom. One of the great things that the founding fathers of the United States did was emphasize religious freedom. It was very important to them, and that's part of the reason why our country has more different religious faiths practiced in it than probably any other country in the world. And the way our founding fathers saw it was that, one, government had to stay hands-off of religion, let people practice as they wish. But they saw it as a two-edged sword, because you needed to keep religion from forcing their beliefs on non-believers. That's the part that so many people who are talking about religious freedom now forget. And here I'm actually going to say positive things about a homophobe. And her name is Jalene Hinkle. She was the North Carolina Cougars star player, and she got the opportunity to play for the U.S. Women's National Soccer Team. That's a really big deal if you're a soccer player. But she didn't take that opportunity. She discovered that the jerseys that the team was going to wear during the matches that were upcoming had rainbow lettering, which were there as a show of support for the LGBT community during Pride Month. When she found that out, she quit the team, because she felt that wearing such a jersey went against her religious faith. And that's the right thing to do. She's absolutely 100% right. Yes, she may be a homophobe. I don't know how deep her hatred is, or it's just a reflexive religious indoctrination. But either way, she realized that when you have something that violates your religious beliefs, you don't do it. But it doesn't mean you go force everybody else to not wear the jerseys. She didn't do that. She never even suggested that. She just didn't join the team. She made a huge sacrifice, personally, to uphold her religious beliefs. And that's fine. People can do that. Unfortunately, most of the people now talking about religious freedom want other people to make the sacrifices for their religious faith. And that's not actually religious freedom. That's the kind of religious tyranny that our forefathers were worried about. But that's where we're moving towards now, in the absolutely horrific Hobby Lobby decision. The Supreme Court ruled that someone's religious belief, if they were more powerful than you, i.e. your employer, their religious belief trumped your right to access to contraceptions. It's an astonishingly terrible Supreme Court decision, will be, I think, looked upon historically as up there on the list of the worst. And the idea taking hold here in the United States is that your religious beliefs can give you the right to discriminate against other people. For example, there's suspected Russian mole, Congressman Dana Rohrabacher, and he had this to say. Every homeowner should be able to make a decision not to sell their home to someone if they don't agree with their lifestyle. Well, I think you could make an equally strong case that you shouldn't be allowed to rent to someone who doesn't comport with the proper way you think they should behave sexually. And if you think this only affects gay people, you're wrong. They mention lifestyle, not just being gay. And what they are almost universally talking about is a more expansive view. Even when they're just talking about the right to discriminate against gays and lesbians, where that's the only carve-out that they allow. Within that carve-out, almost all of them also include the ability to discriminate against people who are having sex outside of marriage. So they could refuse to rent to you or sell to you or to have anything to do with you if the way that you have sex violates the way they think you should have sex. Roger Severino, who is the civil rights chief at HHS, believes that religious rights are the first civil rights, and he believes they trump other civil rights. One of the first things he did was to issue a rule that allowed employers to refuse to cover birth control as part of their employee health insurance plans if the employers have a religious or moral objection to contraception. That's for everybody. He created a separate division within the Office of Civil Rights, the Division of Conscience and Religious Freedom. The absolutely most dangerous place to give people the right to discriminate is in our healthcare system. But that's one of the key agendas of the current HHS. He believes that health workers and facilities should be able to opt out of providing services for people going through transgender transition. He is a staunch Catholic, so he's not particularly concerned about the fact that his policies will dramatically reduce women's access to contraception. It's not something he's really all that concerned about. And in fact, his more recent background, is more having to do with religious freedom than healthcare management. He worked at the Beckett Fund, a nonprofit law firm that focuses on religious freedom. And as head of Betsy DeVos's Center for Religious and Civil Society, Betsy DeVos, another person really unqualified for their job, he focused on religious liberty, marriage, and life issues. He's proud of his civil rights record, but that civil rights record isn't about protecting the rights of people other than those who want the right to discriminate against others because they don't go along with those people's religion and religious beliefs. This stuff is very dangerous, but it is being seeded throughout our government. And ultimately, it will mean less access to women for health services, especially reproductive health care services. And we are going backwards very, very fast on this issue. And it's not just Health and Human Services. The entire Justice Department, under the racist and misogynist Jeff Sessions, they have been going full steam ahead with promoting religious freedom rights over other people's constitutional rights. Jeff Sessions issued a guidance on religious freedom, but it misinterprets constitutional and statutory religious liberty protections. The Establishment Clause puts in pretty specific limits on religious exemptions, but which kind of makes it clear that religious organizations who get government money can't discriminate against people. But according to Jeff Sessions, yes, now they can. It expands by fiat the Religious Freedom Restoration Act protections on the exercise of religion by corporations, companies, associations, firms, partnerships, societies, and joint stock companies. Yes, all those things can now have their own religion. That is far more expansive than the Supreme Court's Hobby Lobby decision, which was pretty terrible just by itself. At least it was limited to closely held corporations. Now it's everything. And this guide blows a huge hole in the separation of church and state and the ability of the government to directly fund religious organizations. It also limits what the government can consider a compelling interest. And there's a whole lot more to it than that. But essentially, this new DOJ guidance establishes a very, very broad license for people of faith to discriminate against other people who have a different faith. The Democrats have recently introduced a bill called the Do No Harm Act, which is designed to protect religious freedom and actual civil rights, and protect the rights of gay people. Republicans want to go in the exact opposite direction with what's known as the CPA, the Conscience Protection Act. Now, it's been held up in committee for a while, but there is a new push. And what this would do would be allow not just Catholic hospitals, but all hospitals to have policies that would allow women to die rather than give them an abortion and to deny treatment to people. It's more of a murder bill than anything else. It allows the most viciously homophobic, the most viciously transgender, the most viciously anti-abortion who are working in healthcare to deny potentially life-saving services to someone. We've talked before about how shocking Catholic hospitals' policies are in this regard. This could expand them to hospitals all over the country. One of the people who are supporters of this bill say, hey, there's this case of this woman who is deeply devout, and the hospital, she was on call, the hospital is giving a woman an abortion, it was an emergency, it was a life-saving procedure, and this woman said, no, I signed a piece of paper that said I won't do them, and they said, well, you're the only one here, you got to do it. This woman would have allowed that patient to die rather than participate in a life-saving procedure, because the baby wasn't going to survive. But the mother was certainly going to die. That's the kind of unbelievable extremism that has now taken over our country. And if it continues, we're going to start moving into some serious dark ages.